Listeners, a very warm welcome to another episode of the Zorient podcast. I'm your host, Apurva Pathak, a part of the Zorient team. This episode is really special because it's about women, how they empower businesses, and what can be done to bring more of them to the front line. My guest today is Ritu Rungta, Associate Vice President of Marketing at Zorient. Ritu is a seasoned leader, a fun boss with a chortling laugh, and a big champion of diversity, inclusivity, and equity. I'm so excited to hear her thoughts. Hi, Ritu. How are you today?
Hey, Apurva. I'm very well. Thank you for asking. How about you?
I'm doing great, Ritu.
Awesome. Good to know.
You have been with Zorient for more than 14 years, Ritu. Can you talk a little about your journey so far?
Yeah, sure. My career literally started a few decades ago and initially focused on engineering, and I did a bit of stint with consulting. When I moved to Zorient, it was more like a startup with about 250, 300 people company. Though it had been established for quite some time, its business model and focus was changing. I was given the responsibility and brought in to establish company's presence, provide sales support, and impact some business goals, which meant predominantly setting up a marketing and a pre-sale function. In my very early days, I had to define the objectives with business priorities, chart the way forward, and get the buy-in from the management. Not much has changed in this respect even now. But for a long time, I reported to the CEO then, which made the work very dynamic. As you know, CEOs have priorities that do not change, but they have methodologies that do. And then we had to adapt to that business goals all the time. What that allowed me was experimenting and measuring impact as we moved and aimed to build and grow the company. In marketing, one size fits all does not work. In my role at Zorient, experimentation aligned with business goals that fit in the journey of growth was key. I remember probably a decade ago, we aimed to grow Zorient's presence. And at that time, social media platforms such as LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, which is X now, was kind of growing. However, a B2B company creating a presence on these channels was not heard of. However, we took a first mover advantage. And today, I can proudly say that after putting like a lot of efforts, moving around, pushing it, we have seen the results and we're literally reaping benefits from it. As the organization progressed and business matured, there was an increased need for market positioning, sales enablement, demand generation, and pipeline impact. Marketing here became a big enabler. Thereby, that made us add more functions, power it with various skilled people, various other facets of folks, tools, technologies, to realize more impact as we moved across different aspects of the business. And the enthusiasm to learn, experiment, and drive success still continues. And with the support of a team, and I'm very, very proud of them, that shares common beliefs and objectives, we are all there. Quite recently, we relooked at the 30-year brand of this company and rebranded it according to the changing market dynamics, business situations. We today represent a stronger, bolder organization, and I'm proud to be part of this transition. It has been, you know, today, Apurva, actually a very enriching journey when I look back, with successes, some failures, a lot of learnings, contributing to the growth of this company from a 250 people to 5,000 plus folks, very progressive growth in revenues and more. And conversely, of course, the growth of the function to become more mature, more progressive. For me, the mantra has always been learn, unlearn, do something more while being focused on the goals.
Now, when we talk about you being in a decisive position, leading a marketing function and being a woman leader, what do you think about women leaders? What are your views? And how do you think they're empowering businesses today?
I think women leaders are no different than their male counterparts. I strongly believe that. They are just as ambitious, as outcome-driven, and bold in their leadership roles. And today, what I see is there are opportunities that exist for everyone, and they transcend beyond genders. It's all about who is willing to carve a future by grabbing one of these opportunities and owning it as a personal journey. Not from really my personal experience, but from a lot of my interactions with other women and the leaders in the community, I can definitely say that many women need to go an extra length to achieve big. I'm definitely seeing a positive trend in the progress of women leaders and more gender parity. But, you know, it's still not there. But again, it's not a far-fetched goal. In my opinion, women leaders impact business with a unique communication style that is punctuated with emotional quotient and intuitiveness. As a leader, it is very important to be aware of your team members and their needs. I think that's like one of the very critical elements that defines a leader to be a leader. Being a woman leader, I see that women have a higher ability. You know, I see them being able to read cues given by their team members, which is not typically said, which could be emotional or otherwise, and reciprocate it better. This definitely impacts an individual's belief, their association, which reflects on their performance and eventually the organization's growth. I'm very conscious about empowering other women. However, I also feel that women do not need empowerment. They're already very empowered. It's all about just providing them a level playing ground, fostering a supportive ecosystem, which is not laden with biases, so that they can grow and chart their path. Having said that, collaboration, openness, flexibility are qualities I have seen across genders. And in my personal experience, it transcends genders. So I think having a mix of genders in the team brings out outcomes that are more holistic. As a leader, I think that all genders bring stellar performances to the table and can create real magic when motivated to reach their potential.
So Ritu, I think what you mean is that if both the genders are given equal opportunity and a chance to flourish, they can do great things, right?
Yeah.
Now, when we look at the global picture, Ritu, only 10% of women are leaders at global enterprises. Can you shed some light on this, tracing your personal experience and professional experience as a woman leader? Why do you think this big gender gap exists today in leadership positions?
Apurva, you're kind of striking a chord. And I wouldn't want to say yes to it, but unfortunately, it is a reality. If you look at India itself, you know, the gender disparity, which I read, you know, in one of the publications, leading publication just recently, the report says that the gender disparity over here in India is four times that of the US. So effectively, we are four times behind a country that is already chasing parity. And the picture gets bleaker when we look at the percentage of women in leadership roles. So you're very right. And, you know, 10% is really not something that we should sit back and take in. I think for women in the workforce, progress is very pyramidal and very, very tapered at the top. Like the apex is very, very thin, which we need to improve. Today, you know, coming from an engineering background, I say that today it's more of like an isosceles triangle and we need to make it a little more equilateral triangle, you know, with a broader base, with a little much broader apex. For this, we need to fix base, improve the top layer, and, you know, make it more equilateral for women to reach the top, which will only happen with consistent efforts. And, you know, that is from across genders, everyone included. You know, I have read a study, you know, some from MIT and Yale, that kind of says that men are judged typically based on their potential and women are judged based on their performance. Like they have to prove themselves first. So gender-based biases exist, like, you know, not being able to excel at crisis management, not being available for work, you know, during non-work times if needed, if like a crisis hits, if there is asks, you know, not just undertake work travel because of like family situation, or not being having, you know, an ability to have strong conversations with clients. These are like biases that do exist and I hear them. But together we need to work towards getting rid of such things. If we are not recognizing and nurturing and leveraging all the potential that exists today within the team, within the company, within the community, within the whole society, then we're not really fulfilling our responsibilities as leaders. You know, Apurva, in my experience with various other women professionals and leaders, gender-based discrimination does exist. You know, just to give from a personal anecdote, right? There were questions about me undertaking an important role at a relatively young age. But I don't think that was gender-driven, or at least I wasn't conscious about that as gender-driven. However, you know, whatever those, you know, doubts was, or you know, if they existed from whatever reasons they existed, that didn't deter me from my goals. And I definitely had a lot of support that I could, you know, just see if the objectives were being met. You know, as I progressed and made decisions and drove outcomes impacting business and the organization, the questions just died down. And that is a truth that it may take time to realize, but efforts and work and intent does pay off, even if you have to fight some hindrances. You know, that's what I believe in firmly, Apurva.
Yeah, so that means leaders and everybody across all genders, we need to together work to ensure that no biases exist and people get to showcase their talent and what they can bring to the table irrespective of their genders.
Absolutely, you hit it. Yep.
So now coming to Zorient, as a global organization in the tech space, what is the company's vision to empower women? What is the company doing to nurture women so that they come to the front line and do more for the company's growth?
Pertinent question in today's times. You see me here, right?
Yes, yes, of course, I see you.
Definitely, there are things that are happening, you know, absolutely in the right direction. You know, all through my tenure in the company, which has been, you know, spanning across more than a decade, this company gave me a canvas to do my thing and literally bring out results, brilliant results. But for that, I had the perseverance. I faced the challenges. I had focus and I did my work and a lot of hard work that went in to do this. Of course, without a question, there was support from the leadership. Even if there were questions, they were not biased questions. They were pertinent questions, or if they were off questions, there was an answer which was not, you know, ridden or, you know, laden with any gender consciousness. You know, the company is very conscious in its efforts to champion women's empowerment, to champion inclusivity, equality, and diversity. It's absolutely wonderful. The roles over here in the company are not at all limited to a certain gender or age, including all the leadership roles. If you have what it takes, you will get what you're looking for, and a level playing field not festered with any biases. You know, trying to make a point that biases may exist in individuals' mind, but as an organization, they are not at all welcome. They are fought, and we have a very level playing ground over here. You know, for this, fostering like a healthy workspace and environment, you know, conducive for even women and everybody else, there are actually initiatives, you know, and there are community platforms for women over here. One of them is called as Sheroes, you know, Take on Heroes. This is an exclusive, like, and then there are exclusive leadership programs called Accelerate, etc., that grooms women to become strong leaders. And, you know, even from our angle of, you know, the ESG element, the S element also focuses on enabling women, the underprivileged women in the society, and working for their betterment. Zorin has always been a strong advocate of gender parity. Women do occupy varied roles over here, and they're present at the base, the mid-level, and even at the apex positions in the C-suite. The simple belief is that by empowering women, we elevate the entire company, the society, and contribute to a more inclusive and a more successful future.
I think this makes me feel really lucky to be a part of an organization like Zorient, Ritu. I'm sure there are many women listeners, bold, ambitious, and ready to lead from the front lines. Could you please share some words of wisdom with them?
I'm no preacher, but yeah, I mean, based on whatever couple of decades of experience I have and what I've seen, I can definitely say one thing. As women, you should not shy away from responsibilities or deny critical positions. You know, and like, do not make excuses of, you know, that you have more work outside of work, more responsibilities because you're a woman. Because then you lose your element of becoming an equal. I know, and I'm like very conscious of the challenges that as a woman we face. And of course they exist. But we have to be prepared. You need to be prepared. You break biases once you show that you can perform. Once you do that, gender does not become a barrier or a concern for your growth. This is a field of Gen AI. Everybody talks about Gen AI. Are we okay to not adopt it, not learn it? It doesn't really matter you're a woman or a man. You need to be aware. You need to be putting in equal efforts. I'm hoping that you put in more efforts. But that is absolutely non-gender driven, right? As a woman, have ambition. Be ambitious. Don't shy away from being ambitious. It is a virtue. Have it. Follow your role models, and they could be women, other genders, whoever they are. At the very important, the basic skill is like be very aware of your abilities and keep on learning and unlearning. Have a lot of guts to pursue what you want and put in that hard work to find your glory. Don't let just being a woman limit you, but it should empower you. I think the mantra that can work for everyone is having goals clearly defined, confidently seize opportunities, and fearlessly don't shy away from asking for guidance to realize your imagination. I know I'm still growing and I have goals that I have to achieve. Today I'm like at a milestone in my journey that I have achieved, but there are several milestones ahead of me, Apurva. That I have defined for myself, that I have to reach to make it to my goalpost. And I'm on that journey and I'm moving forward. To end this, since my experience comes from a tech background, engineering with an MBA more so, I will share this thought that in the technology of life, be the innovators of change, architects of an inclusive future that is built by all genders with parity and respect. And if ever, ever you doubt your ability to make a difference, just remember one thing, that the most complex algorithms began with a simple hello world.
Wow, Ritu, those were really inspiring and motivating words. Thank you so much for sharing some profound insights and experiences with us today. I think your journey is a testament to the power of perseverance, leadership, and championing diversity in the tech industry.
Thanks, Apurva, for having me. And I'm sure this playground for women will see more women leaders come up and take apex positions. And we'll all together collectively work for it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. It was great having you. To all the listeners, thank you for tuning in. See you next time.